Paranormal Truth and Reality with host Chris Houston. A show for those with a passion for the paranormal. And now, welcome to the show.
Welcome to Paranormal Truth and Reality. I'm your host, Christopher Houston, and we are here with Angela Rivera. Angela Rivera is actually a young investigator here in the paranormal. Welcome, Angela.
Hey, Chris. How are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there trying to work through the technical glitches. Now, if I can get Facebook to work, we'll jump on live here in a little while. But tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I moved from Massachusetts. I'm originally from Massachusetts. I moved to Ohio back in September. I moved out here to do some fishing for the bass pro team. And I got into the paranormal investigation, and not quite sure what else you want to know. There's a lot. I could keep you on the phone for hours.
Well, I know that you have a very unique situation when it comes to the paranormal, actually. In fact, you started your journey actually in a very unique area. I'm going to jump us on live here on Facebook.com, but you started actually in an area, Angela, where you're actually staying in a haunted location that is a haunted elementary here in Ohio, Post Town Elementary. It's very well known for its haunted situations. Now, I got to open up, to be frankly honest with you, by simply telling you that this is an investigator's dream. Now, I know that you're fairly new to investigation, so you'll be able to tell us some of your insights from somebody that's just starting off. But from a gentleman that's been around for quite a long period in time, I got to very upfront and honestly say, it is ultimately the dream to be able to be in a location where, hey, you can set up cameras and go in virtually anytime you want and just see what kind of evidence you collect and what you run into and how you run into it, so to speak, if that makes total sense.
Absolute sense, and I do that often. And I'm one who doesn't like horror movies or scary movies. I don't even watch the paranormal shows because they scare me.
So everybody that's joining us here, we're on www.bbs.com, station 2. BBS is one of the largest radio stations that's a digital radio station here in the United States of America. So if you're thinking about doing a digital broadcast or going on digital radio, please go with the best, go with BBS. Though we had a technical issue this weekend, it's a very rare thing for it to happen. So it's definitely an ultimate thing to do, and it's a great station. We're here with Angela Rivera. Angela Rivera is a young investigator. She just started Bad to the Bone Paranormal, and she's actually investigating in Post Town Elementary School in here in the state of Ohio, which is actually a very interesting place to start off her journey. She's obviously going to go to many places. So, Angela, tell us a little bit about Post Town, a little bit about what you have experienced so far, and what you think is so unique about the location.
Well, I came upon Post Town with some friends who do the paranormal investigation, and I didn't believe in ghosts and spirits, but I came out to Post Town and trespassed on the property just to intrigue my friends. And I was videotaping, and I caught something on camera, threw my phone, cracked it, called Daryl Wisman, the caretaker, the next day and said, hey, I trespassed on your property, but I think you got something up. You might want to see. And I showed it to him and learned about how haunted the school really is. I never believed in ghosts and spirits. I came here and did my first SuperCon. It was 11 hours of lectures and ghost hunting, and I learned a lot. I can't believe that I'm doing this. I can't believe I'm so intrigued into this. I can't believe I live in the haunted location. But I've experienced a lot of things, and like you said, I do have pretty much open opportunities to go upstairs and investigate the school on my own and different things. But I've had a lot of experiences here. Not too much. I don't know too much of the equipment and things like that. I kind of like the EVPs and just catching things on video. But here at Post Town, it's constant. When I'm in my apartment or I'm walking around the school, there's constant activity here. So I've caught a lot of things, a very lot of things.
Now, we've had the privilege of actually being at Post Town Elementary twice now. We were here with, we were there with Paranormal Journeys into the Unknown. We were actually also there with Team Rat. Team Rat has Joel Myers, Jill Cole, Sheila Scott, Brandy Castro. They're all a part of, and Ruben, our newest one. They're all a part of our new team, Team Rat, Reality and Truth. It's working alongside of Generation Truth, which is actually going to be tagging along paranormal investigators. And we're going to be doing a series of things actually about to come out on YouTube. And hopefully we're going to be putting it on Roku that covers a lot of unique aspects that most of you out there haven't seen in the paranormal yet, as well as discussing the paranormal community. Angela was one of the very first people that we met. She has some amazing stories about Post Town Elementary, but let's get into some of the details, Angela, about some of the things that you've learned so far, just to kind of start off with that. Now, when you first met me, you probably didn't know anything about virtually any of us. You may have met Paranormal Journeys before, because I think Joe's been to Post Town twice now, we had some in-depth conversations while we were there, and one of them were about learning some of the technical devices and so forth. So far on your investigations, what are you using?
I've had the opportunity to use an SLS. That's when you can see the spirits in a stick figure. I love the REM pod. I think that would be one of my favorites. I've used a periscope. What else have I used? Oh, recorder. I'm always doing EVPs on a recorder. And let's see. I can't quite remember what that device was that we used when you were here with Rat and we were up in the hallway by the little stairs.
That's actually a unique device. I will allow Joel to actually discuss that when we bring him in on one of the Paranormal Truths After Dark. But Joel Myers is an amazing man when it comes to technical, everybody. What he did was he decided to create his own version of a REM pod that we won't get into a lot of detail on today, but once it's patented, it's going to go out to the paranormal community in a little bit more detail. So I would encourage everybody to look at these products when we get them online, because they are very unique. In fact, that particular item got some communication that night, we do believe, which was actually quite fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Now, while you were working with Team Rat, one of the things that we actually experienced was out with you and the girls. I'd like to talk about that a little bit, because just so everybody knows, the guys went out there all night. We got virtually nothing. But the girls go out in 15 minutes. Bam! They got something. So it was actually kind of unique and interesting, I guess you could say. So what were you guys doing during that period in time where you got an EVP voice that came back almost as if somebody was going to stand in front of you and say, yeah, I'm here. This is kind of funny.
Well, we were in Miss Johnson's room, which they call the mean teacher's room at Post Town, and Sheila Scott from Rat saw a spider on the desk. And we couldn't tell if it was real or fake because it's dark in here. We have our flashlights. So we all kind of got close to it. We're touching it, messing with it. We realized it was fake, and we were kind of making fun of ourselves. And I was recording it on the recorder doing an EVP, and we went back downstairs, and we were listening to it. And, again, it's just four of us girls up there. The guys were, I think you guys were downstairs in the basement or something. And when listening to the recorder, and I think Sheila said, oh, my God, I thought it was real. And then you hear a man just come and say something. We didn't hear it in the room, but we heard it on the recorder. And I can say what I think he said, but I don't want to yet because I know Joel's working on it. But that was pretty creepy to hear it back. I think if I would have heard it while I was up there, I probably would have ran out of the building straight to Massachusetts.
It was actually very, very unique. excuse me, I have a bit of a cold today, so if I cough on everybody, I certainly apologize a little bit. But I encourage everybody Now, you're not going to hear Angela on our broadcast right now because I'm paying respects to Donald. This is to promote BBS and to promote the radio station so that you can get a behind the scenes from my view. If you want to hear the full interview, go live to BBS.com station 2. This way you can actually hear the aspect of the radio station and you can see the host talking behind the scenes as well. Basically, what was going on was these girls were out there and we had somebody come in middle of their conversation that wasn't there, that was a male voice that responded to them while they were interacting. One of the things that they were interacting about, actually, believe it or not, was they were a little startled about a spider at the time. Now, was that a toy spider, Angela?
Yeah, it was a little plastic spider.
That's the funny thing. I think that whatever you got just wanted to kind of jump in and say, gosh, that's kind of hilarious.
Yeah, I'm sure they had a good time watching us up there, and you know, Sheila trying to touch it, and I'm going to touch it. It's real, and we had a good time. It helped clear something up for me, you know, because I live under Miss Johnson's room, and I hear a male up there all the time, so it helped clear some things up for me. But I think that's the best EVP I've gotten so far.
That brings me to another thing. You went into how many times have you investigated Post Town now since you began?
probably over 100. When I'm not at work, I'm here helping Daryl, you know, maintain the building and just volunteering. And anytime I'm upstairs or anywhere in a building, I'm doing EVPs. I'm investigating. My ears and eyes are open. So it's pretty much consistently on a daily basis now.
One of the things that I would encourage is doing it as many times as possible. Use as much equipment as you can. Set out your digital recorders when you're running out there. Do you currently have a REM pod, or are you working with the other investigators when they bring them in?
I'm working with the other investigators when they bring them in. I'm still learning, so I'm not ready for all the equipment yet. I still want to get my senses really good with my eyes and my ears.
Well, that's always the first part, and that's a good thing to actually bring up with young investigators is when you're dealing with starting off. I mean, the fact of the matter is when we start off in this, we really don't have a lot of money. I mean, not everybody comes in with $12,000 or $13,000 that they can just jump straight in with.
Right.
So one of the things that's very, very important to understand is the first thing to start with is whatever you have on hand. When you do that, you kind of build from there. Like, I'm sure by now you at least have a digital recorder. You're using your cell phone to do some of the live video. Now, while doing this, how often have you went into these rooms and actually got massive activity?
I want to say about a handful of times. In a couple of different rooms here. There was one time where I had heard, it sounded like a desk being pulled across the classroom, and it startled me really bad because it wasn't the normal sound of a desk being pulled across. It was more, it sounded like banging, and I called Daryl and I said, I think somebody's broke into the building and they're upstairs. And, you know, we kind of checked around and everything was okay. And then I got up the next morning and I walked through the building by myself. I was surprised I did this. And at that point in time, you know, it's crazy, but I walked upstairs and I kept seeing white shadows go in and out of every single classroom, almost like they were following me to protect me. And it's still unexplainable, but if that makes sense to you, that's the biggest activity I've ever seen here. And I walked the building for a good 10, 15 minutes and I could see them behind me, in front of me, and I just tell myself, keep moving forward, you're okay. And but that's the biggest activity I've gotten so far, and I can't stop thinking about that day.
I didn't mean to cut you off there, Angela. A little bit of the history from Post Town Elementary, guys. Post Town Elementary, it's in Middleton, Ohio. Did I pronounce that right? Now, there was a train wreck that happened down the road from Post Town. They used that as an infirmary for a lot of the people that were out there. On top of that, there's actually been several claims that a young girl fell off the stairs there. It's owned by a very wonderful gentleman, Daryl Wissman, who's having a convention actually on the 14th that Paranormal Truth and Reality, as well as Team Rat and Generation Truth, will be at. Santiago will be there from The Walking Dead, which is a really cool place to go and see a celebrity. And there's going to be a lot of investigators that are fairly well known that are going to be in there. They're going to have some boosts and so forth. But long story short, there's a lot of claims in each individual room. But the one that most people are drawn to is the little girl that fell on the stairs. Now, when we were there, we got a little interaction with that. Angela, how many times have you actually had a chance to speak with or see this little girl interact?
I think she channeled through me. I'm a very bad asthmatic, very bad breathing treatments every day, in and out of hospital. And on December 17th, I'll never forget this date, I walked up Sarah's staircase doing some investigating, and I stood at the top to take some pictures, looking down it, and see if I could get any activity. All of a sudden, this cold just went right through my mouth, through my whole body. I kind of went down to my knees. My friend had to pick me up and put me against the wall. And ever since then, I have not had to use a breathing treatment, an inhaler, any of my asthma medicine. So I think that's my biggest evidence of Sarah in that staircase. Pretty big. And then there was one time I was walking up the staircase and I heard somebody walking behind me. And it kind of moved me a little faster. But that one particular day, I felt like something channeled through me and helped me.
Interesting. You know, there's a lot of people that actually speak about ghost channeling actually ghost helping them, more or less, I guess you could say. Daryl's mentioned that. I know several people on my station have mentioned that. Many of the guests have talked about how you can have positive and negative experiences, but there are more positive experiences than there are negative. I have noticed at Post Town, from what I've seen so far, that I haven't really ran into very many negative situations, with the exception of one area, which is the principal's office. Joel and I did manage to spend a lot of time there ourselves. We didn't get a lot of interaction. A couple of questionable things from time to time. What I did get when I was in the isolation was actually kind of unique, though. I watched the door physically open.
Wow.
So it was kind of, and I thought it was a trick of light, because you know that door doesn't close all the way anyway.
Right.
But it physically moved. So when the moment I moved the camera to try to catch it, didn't get anything.
That room is one of the rooms I don't even go down that hallway. When I first came to Post Town and did an investigation, I was touched for the first time in that room. And a couple times after that, I went in that room and I kept getting touched. And I'm not used to the being touched part yet, so it does scare me. But when I'm in a principal's office, something just tells me to get out of there, and I don't feel good in there, and I leave. So it's been probably, I think I went in there with you guys when you were here very briefly, but I do not go in that room. I stay out of there.
And again, listeners, we're actually broadcasting this live to promote BBS Radio this time around. Go to www.bbs.com/station2 if you're watching on Facebook right now, so that you can get Angela's perspective. BBS Radio is one of the largest digital radio stations here in the United States of America. So if you decide to go with a podcast, go with the best, go with BBS. A little bit of advertisement, or I guess I could say, April 14th, Post Town Elementary will be having a convention with Santiago. There's also a magic set of magicians that are going to be there, and several famously well-known investigators that are going to be popping in and out, as well as the public. I encourage you to go there. St. Joseph's on the 22nd and 23rd, I do believe, that Saturday and Sunday, is having a convention as well. Generation Truth will be there. There will be several well-known paranormal investigators that are going there, and they're actually going to be doing a walkthrough of the school with some semi-small paranormal investigations throughout the night. So I encourage you to actually jump in there as well. We are backstaging live at the studio right now. Now, again, out of respect for BBS, we did not broadcast the actual radio station through the live. So if you want the full aspect, you want to go to www.bbsradio.com station 2 to hear Angela. Angela Rivera is a young investigator with Bad to the Bone Paranormal, giving her perspective on how she actually sees the paranormal currently as a young investigator. So let's get into that a little bit, Angela. As a new investigator into the field, I'm sure you probably didn't start off your life going, hey, I'm going to hunt ghosts.
No, I'm afraid of ghosts. So, I never really believed in ghosts.
So what really made you jump on this path and decide that you were going to go, let's do this?
Well, when I trespassed here, and I don't recommend anybody do that because you could get shot. You don't trespass on property. I took some video and I caught some spirits or ghosts. Everyone calls it something different. I like to say spirits. I caught them coming out of a bush on video as I was passing them. They were trying to leave me. And that's what piqued my interest. That's what got me. And I'm hooked. I have so many questions about the afterlife and what happens. I'm a diehard Catholic and some of my family doesn't agree with what I'm doing, but I'm finding that it's answering questions for me for life after death and just in real world every day. I'm more in tune to everything. I pay attention. And but it was that one video that I caught that really, I'm hooked. I'm definitely hooked.
Well, it is a unique situation when you first get into the paranormal. I know when I first came in, it was different than most people because I had my own haunted perspective. I had things going on at the time in my house and made me journey. But when you're coming in brand new, a lot of what you see is what's on television. Now, things as you're learning aren't quite like what you see on TV. Sometimes you get what you get. Sometimes you don't get anything at all. Sometimes you get incredibly active for no reason and you can't explain it. Coming into it, you really don't have anybody teaching you anything. So when you first jumped in, you were probably like, hey, I want to do this, but I guess I'm just going to grab some things and do it.
Yeah, when I first jumped into it, I talked to Daryl Wickman a lot about it, hours upon hours, and got his perspective. I had never watched a paranormal show because I don't watch things like that. I don't watch anything scary. And after I spoke with Daryl, I did watch one paranormal show, which they had some equipment, and I learned a little bit from it. And then I kind of just went off on my own and started watching other teams. I learned so much from Paranormal Journey. I learned a lot from you. I learned a lot from Rat. So I take what I learned from every group I'm with me, and then I try it out and see how it works. And, you know, I learn something new every day. I try something new every day. I have special knocks that I do here at the Spirits at the school, and just to say, okay, well, if they know I'm here, then they're going to knock back, and boy, do they knock back. And I don't know why I do it, because I always say, please don't knock back, but they do. But I it's kind of, you know, learning through other people. But I think if I did like the paranormal shows and I wasn't so scared, I'd probably watch them. But at the same time, I don't think I would, because I don't want anything put in my mind that I would go out and look for, if that makes any sense. I don't want to, oh, well, if you do this, then this might happen. And does that make any sense to you?
Oh, it makes perfect sense. Yeah, when we first get into the paranormal, curiosity is most of what you run into. You actually end up with exactly what you run into. Well, I'm going to go out there and I'm just going to see what I get. And maybe I'll get a response. Now, as you go through the situation, you learn quite a lot of things that just make you go, well, that's interesting. What makes it unique about you, Angela, is you're in a fairly active location. Of course, every location is active one day and not the next. But the thing that makes it very interesting is it gives you a very unique chance, because you're going into it going, let me see if I can get something or not. And as you're noticing, when the cameras are rolling, how often do we really get something?
Very rare.
It's very, very rare. Turn the cameras off, and what happens?
It's very active. It seems like they don't like the cameras, you know, and that's why I always have a recorder recording when I'm upstairs. Always.
Well, that's a very good thing. That's actually something that I tell investigators. EVP is the key on recordings a lot of times. For those of you actually watching the Facebook Live, the broadcast itself can be listened to at bbsradio.com station 2 so that you can hear the conversation between Angela and ourselves. But long story short, what you're looking at when you deal with an EVP recorder is the best way to get the evidence you need is to allow one of those recorders to run as long as you can. I've been known to stick them out and let them run through a whole investigation just randomly at areas if I can trust that I remember where they are. That's a tough thing when you're waking, you're doing 14 hours. Sometimes you just kind of forget things. But the best EVP reportings you get sometimes is when you're not expecting it.
Right, like when we were in Miss Johnson's room. We were not expecting that.
Absolutely. And we're taking the time to actually look through that with Team Rat, that we're probably going to put that little piece in the documentary somewhere along the line. But it was very unique. I mean, we didn't get a chance to experience it, but we did get a chance to hear it. But it had to have startled you guys a little bit. I know catching anything like that is amazing, and it's very, very rare. This is the second time now that we've got a unique recording from Posttown Elementary. Unfortunately, the guys seem to strike out.
I've been in that room before with Steve Dunn and a couple other gentlemen, and we get nothing, but I've been also in that room with just women before, and we've got something on the EVP, and I'm still trying to figure out who the man is. Why does he only come out when there's women there? I'll hear him downstairs in my apartment, and I'll run upstairs and investigate. I hear him coughing a lot. And so right now, that's like my top priority for investigation here is Miss Johnson's room. I need to find out who the man is and if there's anything I can do to help him.
I'm muting every now and then because I have a bit of a hack tonight, but the weather's kind of getting to me, sadly. The Ohio weather is terrible here. Well, that's a good place to start, actually. With prolonged and long-term investigation, the best way to do it is to start in one isolated area and then work your way out, especially if you're very young at the situation and you're working with the situation, because what you run into a lot of times is, how do I do this? What do I do? When do I do this? And so forth. Now, that gives you a good privilege, though, because I'm sure you've had a chance to tag along with some magnificent teams from time to time. I know you got a chance to see Paranormal Journeys into the Unknown from the background. You got a chance to see Team Rat and work with them. Although they're a young team, they caught on very, very quickly. Wonderful, intelligent people. And I'm sure you're probably having a chance to meet other investigators, get a lot of different perspectives and so forth. So let's kind of touch base on that a little bit. From external investigators and everybody you've talked to so far, what do you think is the most important thing that you've learned?
To face my fears. It's okay to be afraid. And just to follow my own intuition, and that's pretty much it. And just to have respect for these spirits. And you know, I've learned so much. I could go on forever. But I gotta say the team I've learned from the best would be with Gavin Kelly and Paula and yourself with Paranormal Journey. And with Rat, you know, Rat taught me that it's okay to sit in the classroom for an hour by myself, and that was the first time I've ever done that and been in the dark. So it's really teaching me not to be afraid to do what I want to do in life, and that I'll be okay. So it's not so much just about the paranormal, but it's a life changing thing for me. It is. It's every day it's life changing, and I really do enjoy it.
You know, that's a very important thing to bring up. And this is one of the things that Generation Truth is actually going to touch base on in the documentary a little bit, though I'm not going to get into a lot of detail about it because watching in 2020. But you mentioned something that's very, very important. And that is the paranormal is a very unique culture. And a lot of what you learn from being in it doesn't only just apply to the paranormal. It applies to life. You know, you can learn a lot by meeting the culture, speaking to the people, learning their perspectives, the whole nine yards, if that makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense. I feel like I'm learning myself again, and I thought I already knew myself, but it makes a lot of sense, and I love it. I enjoy it.
And that's the next thing that you actually learn when you're doing the paranormal. When you get past all the rizzamaru and all the antics and all the other things that are out there, one of the first things that you learn is it's a wonderful community. I mean, there are a bunch of amazing people in the paranormal. And I think that that's very important for people to understand. It's good to hear a unique perspective from a young investigator like yourself coming in saying, hey, I'm taking this stuff and I'm applying it to life because it goes past the paranormal and I'm enjoying myself at it. You know, it can be scary, yes, but it's not always the case, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes absolute sense. Absolute sense. And when I'm scared, I just tell myself that nothing's going to happen to you. You're okay. You're fine. And, you know, I feel like I'm becoming a better person in life. I'm a good person now, but I feel like I'm becoming better. And the paranormal unity it's crazy. It's amazing. I'm getting so much love and so much respect. And I love it. I love it. I couldn't have asked for anything better. I'm grateful that I trespassed at Post Town.
Well, I mean, trespassing, as you said, is never a good thing, but
no.
Excuse me. That brings us to your unique relationship involved, too. Daryl is such a heartwarming individual that I'm sure that after your trespassing and after you learned from the experience and, hey, look, this is something that I shouldn't have done in the first place. You also opened up doors to not only a wonderful family, but a whole community that you probably would have never been a part of otherwise.
Right. Exactly. I like I said, I knew nothing about paranormal. I've never believed in all this stuff. And when I met Daryl and his wife, Brenda, I was going through a little something in life, and they actually took me in and helped me out. And they're amazing people, very amazing people, and I owe them my life. I'm very dedicated to them. They're amazing people, and if it wasn't for them, I don't know where I would be right now or what I would be doing, but I sure as heck wouldn't be learning more about myself. And for me, that's first and foremost in my life, is learning about me and becoming better.
Now, going into it as a new investigator, now you're slowly building a team. It's called Bad to the Bone Paranormal. Let's talk about that a little bit. Is it just you and a couple of friends at this point? Do you have a full team?
It's myself and my friend Angel, who's also as new as I am. And my friend Linda Mullins, who has been into the paranormal for many, many years. And it's just the three of us, and we investigate and we do our thing and we hone our skills, and we do a lot of live and we have a lot of fun, and I need to remember that too when we're investigating, to have fun. And I find that when we're just having fun and we're not being so serious about it, that's when we get our best evidence. When we least expect it and we're not looking for it, here it comes. But my team is great. I love them. We're all learning from each other, and you know, we're just trying to make this happen, and we all three of us have questions and we're on the same path, and I hope we're together for a very long time. But it's just the three of us, a very small team.
Well, all it takes is three people to do a team, to be frankly honest with you. You know, it's always good to have four or five and six people, and it's always good to have the people that do the technical work and, you know, set up everything for you and all the good stuff. But as you're learning, some of the best teams are short-knit, close-knit teams. You can use Paranormal Journeys into the Unknown as an example, though Joel and I have had the wonderful journey of tagging along with Gavin, and I'm sure we'll do that in the future again with Gavin Kelly, Joe Vitale, and Paula Purcell. That's pretty much the whole team. So it's the plus of having a smaller team is you know the individuals, you know how they react. You don't have to worry about bringing in a massive amount of people and having conflicts. It's good to shoot for five, but a good round team, even in life, when you're dealing with marketing, when you're dealing with telemarketing, when you're dealing with coaching, you got a core people if you have three people that actually do their job and work well with each other.
Right. We all three definitely bring something different to the team. I'm the funny one. Angel is Latin, like myself, and we have him speak in Spanish with the spirits, and he draws in a whole other realm of people in the Latin culture. And Linda is the serious one, and she's got the right questions, and she tends to bring out the spirits and make the equipment, you know, go off like the REM pods and the K2 meters. And so we all three bring something very different to the team. Angel and Linda can walk around in the dark. Me, on the other hand, I'm flipping on a light or running out of the room. But we make a great team.
Now, you mentioned the REM pods and all of the technology and so forth that that you can have access to. One of the things that I would encourage during the path is when you're using all of these pieces of equipment, take the time to understand the science behind them. One of the things that I have learned and that we're going to be covering in Generation Truth a little bit is the different perspectives on how these things work. One of the things that you'll learn as you grow, and everybody learns, I had to learn this too, is these items aren't really designed for what we're using them for now. Though the REM pod was created for ghost hunting, you really don't need all the lights and all the special gadgets to come up with something. EMF meters and so forth, these were all designed for different purposes. So when we apply them to the paranormal, we have to keep that in the back of our mind, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes absolute sense. I spoke with Daryl. I'm always speaking to Daryl about equipment, and he taught me how to map things out and all that. But I'm finding that Daryl taught me how to use a door chime as a tool or a motion light. So I'm starting kind of small with the smaller stuff, but I definitely am learning it. That's why I don't want to buy equipment yet. I want to learn from other people and then decipher on what I want to get or don't want to get. Because if I get anything, I want the best.
Absolutely. For those of you that are just joining, because I know people are popping on and off since you can't hear the live broadcast, if you want to hear the live broadcast, go to bbsradio.com. I've put the link on several times. We're on station 2. This is just a backstage promotion to make sure that all the equipment works here for some other projects and a way to promote Donald because he's done wonders for us here at Paranormal Truth and Reality to kind of get some more people to route to BBS Radio. Wonderful station, by the way. And you'll get a chance to hear Angela Rivera, which is actually our guest tonight. I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. I'm lousy with pronunciation, just so that you know. I think it's Angelina Rivera. She's a new investigator. She just started a team, Bad to the Bone Paranormal, and she's working with Post Town Elementary as her first set of investigations as she decides to go out and join other investigations. She'll be joining us at OSR, so you're actually going to get a chance to get some video perspectives from her once we get that worked out. Generation Truth and Team Rat is working on doing a group at Ohio State University, or Ohio State Reformatory, I almost call it the university. So those of you investigators that are interested in that, stay tuned. We will have you tagging along. We're looking at a team of 12 to 15 people. The average cost per seat right now is going to be running about $180, just so that everybody is aware. There are going to be a few seats that I'm throwing in for some investigators that are going to be a part of the project, and we are going to encourage everybody to obviously buy into the seats as well. These locations are very, very expensive to maintain, just so that everybody knows. But I encourage you to actually come along. Well, Angela, I know that we're running down into our last 15 minutes of the show. I apologize for the technical glitches earlier, but thanks for working with me. Let's talk about where we can find you a little bit and what you're going to plan on doing here in the future outside of Ohio State University.
You can find my team. You can find us on Facebook. Just type in Bad to the Bone Ghost Hunters, Bad to the Bone Paranormal. You can find us on YouTube, Bad to the Bone Ghost Hunters. We haven't started an Instagram page yet. You can catch me on my Facebook page, Angelina Rivera. I always go live when I investigate. We're slowly building things and getting things together. But right now, it's mostly using a lot of Facebook. I kind of stay away from YouTube a little bit. But, yeah, Bad to the Bone Ghost Hunters, just Google us. We're around.
Now, are there particular locations that you're wanting to go to in the future?
Yes, I want to go to the Bel Air House. I want to go to Waverly, definitely OSR. And there's a place back home in Massachusetts that I want to go to. But I think that OSR is priority on my list. That's top on my list. I like to do a little bit of history studying on places before I decide to go. And OSR really caught my attention. So that's number one priority for me. Then I think it would be Waverly next.
Waverly is a unique place. We're going to have the privilege of going there twice. We're going with Paranormal Journeys into the Unknown April 4th, I do believe. The team members are going to be there, or some of the team members, to film alongside Paranormal Journeys and meet some fairly famous investigators in the field. And then we're going to return again in June to tag alongside Justin Brown and Interface Death so that we can get a secondary perspective from another investigation team. It's a unique place. I would give you some advice to limit yourself on where you move. There's a lot of different places you can go, but I'll tell you what, it's just like Ohio State Reformatory. You are going to get incredibly tired walking around, and do not do it in the winter because it is cold.
Yeah, I learned that here at Post Town, but I sometimes it's really cold here when I'm investigating, but my adrenaline gets so pumped up that I could go for an hour, 2 hours, just walk around. And, you know, I don't know. I love it. I absolutely love it. I love it. I don't know what else to say, but I love it.
Well, now that we know that the cameras work here, everybody, a little bit of background. We are going to be doing Paranormal Truth and Reality After Dark. It's a podcast where we're actually going to have people in the studio. We're going to interview them. We're actually going to be moving the studio eventually once we work out office details, and we're going to be doing several podcasts and several things over YouTube. We are going to be creating in the long run, once Generation Truth gets out and we start building our own network on Roku so that you can actually watch several different perspectives and several different channels. So tomorrow at 7 o'clock, Paranormal Truth and Reality After Dark will be on. We will be starting with a local ghost hunter called Kenny Z and the Ghost Hunters. He and his wife will be joining me so that we can talk about their project that they're planning on doing on a official test run so that you can see some interviews live and in studio, as well as tuning into BBS Radio every week, Friday night, so that we can get kind of two different perspectives here. You can have the live After Dark, you can have the radio station with people like Angelina and so forth, so that you have kind of a full version. You've been listening to bbsradio.com, the largest digital radio station here in the United States. If you're going to do a podcast or a radio show, I would encourage you to go with the best. Definitely go with BBS. Donald and his crew are wonderful people. Angelina, in our last few minutes here, because I know we're coming down into roughly about the 5 minute, do you have any recommendations for new investigators that are just going out? Do you have anything that you'd like to say to them?
Pay attention. Don't watch too many shows. I like to not, it's not that I don't like to hear people's experiences. I try not to when I'm doing something new because I don't want that to influence what I'm looking for. Just have fun with it. Don't provoke. I had the opportunity to watch somebody do that one time and something happened to us. But just have fun with it and be honest with yourself and everyone around you. and, you know, face your fears.
And fears are definitely something that you have to face here in the paranormal. Just so that everybody knows, when you're dealing with the paranormal, a lot of times when you're watching television and media, you get the scarier aspects and you get the 1 hour event. And don't get me wrong, we're all here to be afraid every now and then. But when you deal with the actual reality of the paranormal, 99.9% of the time you go out there, you're more scared of your shadow than anything else when you get it down and down into the nitty gritty. You're probably not going to run into very many things that people call demons. You're probably not going to run into very many negative things, though it does happen from time to time. The reality is you'll run into more positive events, you'll run into more dead air, and you'll run into more interesting people in the culture than anything else. And that's the beauty of it. Well, we've been listening to Paranormal Truth and Reality, BBSRadio.com, Station 2. We are on every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure that you tune in. You'll see the advertisements on my Facebook page. I appreciate everybody tuning into the Facebook Live tonight and popping in and out. We wanted to make sure the cameras work so that when we do the After Dark and we start doing some of these podcasts, we have the radio station, we have the podcast, we have a little bit of everything working together. So it was kind of a test phase. I know that some people are like, where is my listener? Well, you can tune in every weekend at Friday at BBSRadio.com, Station 2. Paranormal Truth and Reality will be there. And tune in during the week, by the way, because there's some wonderful people you can listen to, both famous and not so famous. There's a lot of different mixtures there. I will end this as we do every single week, and that is, when you're actually in the paranormal, as you learn tonight from talking to a young perspective, and as you learn every single week, when we can get things to work, obviously, and thanks for working for the glitches. Last week it was my end. This week we had a bit of a glitch on the radio station itself, which does happen from time to time. As you're learning in the paranormal, truth should always be that reality. And the bottom line is, everybody, there's a lot of truth in the paranormal, and there's a lot of things that people need to learn. So make sure you keep that in mind when you're watching the TV shows. Make sure you tag along with the investigators. And as Angela said earlier, don't be afraid to go past that little zone that you have and get away from that fear. Once you do, it's a wonderful community. We're going to let you off here. We'll talk to you next week. Next week, I have a very unique guest. His name is Gary Fisher. He has a radio show of his own that's on several different podcast situations called Live Paranormal. He's a paranormal investigator himself. He comes from the United States military. Make sure that you tune in, and we'll talk to you next week. Have a good weekend.